with the script on it.
Okay, I will do that. Okay, so I'm going to turn it. I'm Chelsea Blanchard, new staff architect, and I'm going to get to the next slide and turn the script over to Lynn.
All right, thank you. Okay. I'm calling to order the Boston Landmarks Commission January 10th, 2023 public hearing. Commissioners present are, wow, this is all new.
New script.
Yes. Commissioners present are Jacques, Freeman, Henderson, Walker, Orlando, Verducci, Goganian, Renahan, Mac Jones, Gagno, Amadeo, Hart, Hoffman, and Smilage. This evening, the commission will be holding a public hearing to review the landmark petition for 101 Tremont Temple. You can participate in this hearing by going to our Zoom meeting link in our agenda posted online at https://zoom.us/j/97581398036 or by calling 301-715-8592 and entering meeting ID 97581398036. Lots of numbers. You can also submit written comments to blc@boston.gov. In accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts executive order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, including the July 16th, 2022 amendment, extending the suspension of these provisions until March 31st, 2023, we are conducting this meeting online. To ensure public access to the deliberations of the Boston Landmarks Commission, the public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing. The hearing is being recorded. All further conversations between commissioners should be audible to the public in attendance until the hearing is adjourned. Are there any media or elected officials currently present? If so, could you make yourselves known?
I do not see any.
All right. So I'm going to read the agenda into the record before we get started. First order of business, the landmark designation hearing for petition number 101, the Tremont Temple, located at 78 to 88 Tremont Street, followed by review and ratification of the minutes from the public hearing held on December 13th, 2022, followed by staff updates and ultimately adjournment. And before we start, I do want to say how excited we are to have Chelsea with us. And I think when we complete our business, hoping you can say a little bit about yourself. I imagine Roseanne will have a few things to say as well, but we're so pleased to have an architect. And Dorothy Clark, having an assistant survey director, it's fabulous. They're both commission members and staff, I know. So, all right, first order of business. Petition number 101 for the Tremont Temple. As most of you know, that we are guided by a script for these proceedings. And so I'm going to read from the script. At tonight's hearing, the commission will take two votes. The first vote to accept or not accept the study report for this proposed Boston landmark, and then a vote to designate or not designate as a landmark. The study report was made available to the public online between November 1st, 2022 and the deadline for public comment on November 25th, 2022. The chair and staff have reviewed the hearing record, including verbal and written testimony submitted during the hearing and up to the post-hearing deadline. I will now ask staff, that would be Jennifer, to report on any amendments to the study report.
Thanks, Lynn. The following edits have been made to the study report under consideration tonight, based on public input submitted and considered during the public comment time period. The amendments have been received by the commissioners and are available to the public by request. So we just had two small amendments for this study report. In section 2.2, physical description of the resource, we clarified a statement about some work done on the balcony on the front facade. To give a little more detail, that the balcony was removed and reconstructed. The existing terracotta units were salvaged where possible, and new microcotta units were used where needed to replace the damaged terracotta. And we also added references to two BLC design review applications in case anyone wants more information on that. And then we made a similar update to section 8.4, list of character defining features. And that's it. Thank you.
Great. Thanks. If any new information about the property comes to light in the future, further amendments to the study report will be subject to the same public notice requirements. I'll now ask if any members of the commission have any questions or comments about the study report or about the amendments. And we appreciate your comments, Brad. Okay, seeing none. And since we've already had an opportunity to take public comment at the hearing when the study report was presented, I'll move on to entertaining a vote to designate or not designate the Tremont Temple as a Boston City Landmark. Voting will be this first round of voting, Commissioners Renahan.
Len?
Yes.
There has to be a vote to accept the amended study report first, and then the designation vote.
I'm sorry, I was misled. Yes, thank you, Rosanna.
Did it I'll make a motion to accept the study report.
Thank you.
I'll second.
All right. I'm sorry, that was Susan Gilganian.
Yes.
And seconded by?
Felicia,
thank you. All right, Commissioner Jacques?
Yes.
Freeman?
Yes.
Henderson?
Yes.
Walker?
Yes.
Orlando?
Yes.
Verducci?
Yes.
Gilganian?
Yes.
Renahan?
Yes.
And I vote yes. All right, sorry. Next order of business is to entertain a motion on whether to, on voting to designate or not designate the Tremont Temple. And voting this time will be Commissioner Mac Jones. So, entertaining a motion to designate.
I will move to designate.
Thank you, John.
Brad, second.
Okay, thank you. All right, Commissioner Jacques?
Yes.
Freeman?
Yes.
Henderson?
Yes.
Walker?
Yes.
Orlando?
Yes.
Verducci?
Yes.
Gilganian?
Yes.
Mac Jones?
Yes.
And I vote yes. All right, we have another Boston City Landmark. That's wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
So it isn't over quite yet, but so if designation passes, which it has, an affirmative vote by the commission means that tomorrow staff will start notifying the property owners and a list of agencies. They will create a vote of designation document that will present the details about the property, a list of commissioners' votes on the designation, and the date of the vote by the BLC. The document then goes to the city clerk, who shepherds it through the approximately 45-day mayoral and city council approval process. The mayor shall transmit her approval or disapproval to the city council within 15 days. The city council has 30 days in which to overturn by a two-thirds vote a designation approved by the mayor. Once the designation document is returned to the Lands Commission by the city clerk, it is ready for the final step, recording with the Register of Deeds. All right. Next and final order of business, approval of the minutes from the meeting on December 13th. 2022. I corrected a couple typos, Brad. I don't know if you had a chance to review the minutes. And you're muted.
I'm sorry, I actually have not reviewed it. So
they're very straightforward, and I can't imagine that you would have a, and I know you ran a perfect meeting.
Yes, he did.
So I'm going to forge ahead and entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll make a motion.
Okay. I'm sorry, that was Richard. Okay. And a second by
Chris.
Chris Hart. Thanks, Chris. And voting is Commissioner Amadeo. Right. Commissioner Jacques?
Yes.
Freeman?
Yes.
Henderson?
Yes.
Walker?
Yes.
Orlando?
Yes.
Verducci?
Yes.
Gilganian?
Yes.
Amadeo?
Yes.
And I vote yes. All right. Roseanne, a few words about Chelsea, and then we'll let Chelsea say hello if she wishes to.
I think every meeting I've been to since Chelsea came on board, I've just said how happy I am to have Chelsea and Dorothy here after so many months short-staffed. It's been great to be fully staffed for now. We're happy. But Chelsea, do you want to talk about your background and interests?
Sure. Probably many of you have already heard this because I've been to almost every commission hearing so far.
I am.
So I started my career in with the program at BU and the program, the preservation study program on Nantucket. So right out of college, I knew that preservation was where I kind of wanted to be. And I proceeded through many different types of jobs at construction firms, architecture firms, and then decided that it would be a great idea to get licensed because I basically was acting as an architect on preservation jobs for a long time in Boston and in New York. And so about, I don't know, 5 years ago, I went through the process of getting licensed while I had two little kids, which was a lot of fun. And then I have been running my own architecture firm, residential architecture firm, for several years. And I was not looking for a job at all. And then we can give a lot of thanks to Nick Armada's great outreach, because a wonderful job description showed up on my Facebook page one day. And I said, oh my gosh, what is this? And so, I've worked with many of the commissions, and I didn't really understand that a staff architect position had been made. And so I applied, and it's been great. I've been here for almost six weeks, and I'm enjoying the work. I can't believe how short staff these folks have been. So it's actually shocking. So I'm very busy, and I'm very happy to be here. And it's been really nice to meet all of you. So thank you for the warm welcome. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Chelsea.
Thank you.
Dorothy, did you ever, were you able to say a few words about yourself last time? Because if not, you're up.
Hold on. Okay, there I go. Unmuted myself. Oh, wow. Well, they've been short-staffed, and I am hoping to just get up to speed really, really quickly to get things moving at a pace that is really productive for the staff. So I came from the nonprofit sector. But I've had a number of careers in my life, starting out as a journalist, but I always had the history piece somewhere behind me in my life. And as plan B for my career, since I decided, maybe journalism is going to change and I probably won't like the changes that it will go through, I realized that I particularly loved history, wanted to engage with it more, and that I loved architecture, but can't draw a darn thing. So I came upon historic preservation, and the inciting incident, I'm sure some of you will recall this, was Pine Bank on Jamaica Pond. That was my baby. That's the one that got me engaged in some community effort to try to save the structure. But we didn't, but I stayed with historic preservation. And here I am and very excited to be here. My coworkers are fantastic. My supervisor is fantastic. I've landed in a very good place.
Thanks, Dorothy. I did want to add too that most recently you were at Historic New England.
Yes.
And you were editor of the magazine, correct?
Yes, indeed.
Which is a fabulous publication. So Dorothy can write.
Like Stephen King, I get blood on my forehead. But yes, I can write.
So, well, welcome to you too.
Thank you.
Any other updates, Roseanne, or any other news?
We thought we were closing in on a director of the Office of Historic Preservation. As of today, it looks like things might have changed. Might be going on for a bit, but we'll see. We had someone we thought would be great, but I haven't even told my staff yet. Mm. But it's in the works. This week is budget week, so it's been kind of insane. And we're hoping to at least keep a level budget from last year and continue on with the study reports. That is, if everyone is still game to keep designating things.
Yes.
Go along.
Please. Don't stop.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, great. And if you can, if there is, well, we're a separate office now, so there will be a budget hearing. So if you'd like to speak up in support, we can let you know when the hearing is scheduled so that you can attend. Other than that, Joe, you want to talk about commissioners?
Sure, I'll just say we're sorting through all of the nominees that have come in from nominating organizations for the commissioner appointments. The deadline was the end of December, so we're going to be working to schedule interviews, and this is all of the districts and all of the commissions, and hopefully sending recommendations to the mayor's office in the next few weeks. And then just, a reminder to people, when we send our recommendations to the mayor's office, we don't have too much control over the timing. So we do the best we can to poke at them to move forward, but that is likely going to be a slow process, but it's another step forward. And then I also just wanted to mention that I have been working with the mayor's office on outdoor dining and extending the outdoor dining in public ways and in the parking spot areas. So that's something that will probably be coming to the different district commissions for discussion topics soon. And we've been talking about it in the Back Bay. The Back Bay's probably had the most of these installations, and they have probably the most clearest existing design guidelines for outdoor dining. So it's not as though we're going to have to reinvent the wheel for a lot of things, but I think it's it'd be great to have some consistency with these installations in the districts and throughout the city.
Could I jump in and give a small update as well?
Absolutely.
Especially nice since I feel like it's just us right now. So I wanted to let everyone know some exciting news. My husband and I are having our first baby.
Oh, and
yeah. So we're due in April, and I will be going on leave. So unfortunately, you won't see me for a little while, but we have, I think, 6 designations in the pipeline before I go on leave. So I'm excited to get those out. And then I'm super excited for when I come back, just to keep going with what we've been doing. And in the meantime, I'm going to in advance thank Dorothy for her support, since she's going to be stepping in, taking on a lot of my responsibilities. So we'll keep everything moving, but I just want to let everyone know. So thanks.
Congratulations.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Can I just add that with all of that understaffing, which I totally understand, that was an amazing newsletter that went out. I did send an email to Roseanne, but it was really spectacular and a lot of work. And I think it should be widely disseminated.
So why am I not getting that? I asked Nick once about that.
I didn't see a newsletter.
I didn't get it either.
Oh.
I guess it's not the same at all.
I guess okay. We don't rate. So who do we have to ask?
So you can sign up on the on our website, boston.gov/landmarks. There's a few places to sign on to the newsletter. I would have thought that you'd be on there by now, but I will check with Nick tomorrow. We're all in the office tomorrow, so I can.
Is it on the portal?
It should be just sign up somewhere along the.
Yeah, it's not part of the NAC portal. It's not part of that.
It's just part of our website.
And that data point that this was the most number of designations in 1 year, what was that data point, Roseanne, that everyone's been sharing?
Since, I think it was 1983 was the last.
Yeah, it was 1983, and it was the third highest year ever if you go back to 1975.
Wow, that's amazing.
Is there a press release going out on that?
A press release did go out in a way. We posted something on boston.gov in the news area, and I can send that link out to everyone. It's also in the newsletter, but I'd like to share it, you know, a few different ways because I agree it's pretty spectacular. Mm-hmm. So,
and everybody knows Friday is the I don't know what are they calling it? Of the embrace, unveiling or something?
We weren't notified. So we didn't get any invites. I was hoping that commissioners were at least notified, but if not, sorry about that. I would have let you know if I had known.
I heard about it on the radio.
Yeah, I didn't. I just saw it on the news, but it's. I think it 1 o'clock. Is that when it is on Friday?
I thought it was later.
There's the Boston Foundation sent out an invite as well, so that's sort of how I got mine. But it seems like it's on the City of Boston's website.
Go see it. I know that. You have gone by to see it behind the fence, but after talking about it so many times, it's good to have it, in person.
We should have been invited.
Yeah.
No comment.
All righty.
You can say that.
One final thing: have people seen the wonderful interview of John Amadeo in Banker and Tradesman?
No.
I don't know how it got to me, but I will circulate it.
Yes,
because I'm sure he's too shy to.
No, he's not.
No, he's not, sister.
I miss the bottle buying downtown North Clipping Service. The kind of thing that we would get.
Also, not to, since we have all this time on our hands, not to step on Madam Chair Jacques' Community Preservation Committee work, but this week it's the rubber's hitting the road in CPA land for historic preservation projects. So the first hearing where staff presented their recommendations was yesterday, and there'll be a second hearing on Thursday. And Felicia, as usual, you're doing an amazing job advocating for preservation, and I'm still amazed by how so few staff are in charge of so much work and so much money to give out. But it's very heartening to see the slate of projects that are up this year, the amount of funds that are available for preservation this year, which could range depending on how they choose to spend it, from $8.2 to $10.2 million just for preservation. 10.2 if we're lucky, that's what I'm advocating for.
Yep, keep advocating, Jeff.
Yeah, I will. I get on my soapbox every time and do that.
Okay.
One thing that was particularly relevant tonight is that one of the projects that staff recommended get funded was Tremont Temple Baptist Church for the first half of the restoration of the Tremont Street facade. So if you have a chance to advocate for that to happen, it happens to be my project, but it could really...
That's okay.
That's why you have had to abstain. Yes.
But it's great. John Watney of Structures North is in charge. He's mapped every stone and piece of terracotta on the building. So it's a really strong project, and we hope it gets funded by the committee eventually. So good timing.
It's a great building.
It's great timing. And thank you, Roseanne, for speaking yesterday. I think it really helped to hone some of the projects down for us because, as Jeff described, it could be anywhere from 22 to 26 or 27 projects, but over 40 came in, and all 40 were reviewed very carefully. And so it's really helpful to have BLC's input, very 30,000 foot input. It is very useful.
And there are a few new landmarks in that project list. So including hopefully the Charlie Street slaves quarters at Shirley Eustace Place was recommended for some funding to purchase it so that a private developer won't be looking to make money off of it. So not that there's anything wrong with that. But.
Joe, do we need to say anything about the agenda for our next hearing? It's kind of packed, right?
Yeah, we'll be posting that at the end of this week.
We'll post it. Okay.
So packed in addition to design review?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all of you wonderful people who participated tonight, come on back again.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
We need you.
I wish Alrighty. We could pop snacks.
I know.
Virtual snacks. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
I'll second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 See you next time.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year. Yes.
Well,
year.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.